Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, on Nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 4.0. The interviewer is Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent.
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare will be conducting the fourth Nationwide Digital Life Certificate, that is DLC, campaign from 1st November to 30th of month. To discuss the campaign in detail, we have with us Secretary in the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, Shri V. Srinivas ji with us. Welcome to Akashvani News, sir.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
What is the Digital Life Certificate campaign all about? Its primary objectives and expected outcomes for pensioners, especially in terms of convenience, accessibility, and digital inclusion.
The digital empowerment of citizens, particularly the pensioners, is the cornerstone of the government's vision for ease of living, and the Digital Life Certificate campaign is the vision of Honorable Prime Minister for digital empowerment of pensioners. The Honorable Prime Minister has mentioned it in his Mann Ki Baat, Constitution Day address, and also through series of social media posts. The nationwide DLC campaign would be launched by the Honorable Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jiten Singh ji. The DLC campaign 4.0 will be held in around 2,000 cities and towns, covering all districts and all major subdivisions across the country from 1st November to 30th November 2025, in which all the pensioners of central, state governments, EPFO, autonomous bodies can submit their digital life certificates at pension disbursing banks or at the India Post Payment Bank post offices. Super senior pensioners can do it from their residence and are provided doorstep delivery of services. Leading pension disbursing banks like the State Bank of India, the Punjab National Bank, the Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, Central Bank of India, Union Bank of India, Bank of Maharashtra, UCO Bank, Punjab and Sindh Bank, Canara Bank, along with the IPPB and the private sector banks like ICICI, Axis Bank, HDFC, IDBI, J&K Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank, will all be coming together to implement the DLC campaign on a nationwide basis.
So how has the DLC campaign evolved over the years? How has been the journey from campaign 1.0 to now 4.0?
The Digital Life Certificate campaign was first started when the Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare adopted face authentication for issue of Jeevan Praman. This resulted in a significant transformation in terms of how digital life certificates are generated. The first Digital Life Certificate campaign was held in the year 2022 in 37 cities. Thereafter, the second Digital Life Certificate campaign was held in 100 cities in 2023. In 2024, the campaign was further scaled up in the backdrop of remarkable success and positive feedback that we have received from lakhs of pensioners to 800 cities, wherein we could achieve about 1.62 crores of pensioners were digitally empowered under Jeevan Praman, and 52 lakh pensioners were empowered under face authentication. Given this enormous success of this campaign, the Digital Life Certificate campaign 4.0 is being held in 2,000 cities across India, including subdivisional headquarters.
And what was the traditional process for submitting life certificates before the introduction of Jeevan Praman? And what were the main challenges and limitations faced by pensioners, particularly the elderly and those in the remote areas?
The rules say that pensioners have to submit their life certificates every year from 1st to 30th November for continuation of pension. In the case of super senior pensioners, they can submit it from 1st October to 30th November. In the traditional mode, the pensioners had to submit their life certificate in physical mode, and they had to go to the banks, the treasuries, or to the post offices, and had to stand and wait in long queues outside the pension disbursing authorities. Further, there was no system of getting information on the status of their life certificate updation in the fixed pension disbursing authority, which was either a bank or a post office record. So the process was extremely cumbersome and time consuming. The adoption of face authentication in the digital life certificate has made it that the entire process can be completed in less than 30 seconds.
How the introduction of Jeevan Praman has transformed the process of submitting digital life certificates, especially with the adoption of biometric and face authentication technologies?
In the year 2014, the Jeevan Praman was introduced as a digital life certificate which could be submitted by pensioners with the Aadhaar database. It greatly enhanced ease of living in that the DLC could be submitted from the comfort of their homes by using biometric devices or iris scanners. One of the most important transformative changes that came about was when face authentication was adopted, and it was launched in November 2021, and it was possible to give a digital life certificate by using any smartphone. So this was a huge improvement over the biometric devices which were using thumb impressions for DLC generation. And the face authentication, no external devices required other than a smartphone. So the benefits of submitting a digital life certificate using a smartphone through face authentication became extremely popular. And government has made additional efforts through awareness campaigns to ensure that the benefits of the Jeevan Praman using face authentication are widely disseminated to all the pensioners across the country.
So what are the preparations and implementation status of DLC campaign 4.0?
In preparation, we had issued the guidelines for the Digital Life Certificate campaign in July 2025. Over the past 3 months, we have tried to coordinate with all the pension disbursing banks, the pensioner welfare associations, the dealing ministries and departments, that is the Defence Ministry through the CGDA, the EPFO, the Department of Telecom, Ministry of Railways, Unique Identification Authority of India, and Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, with the aim of reaching out to every pensioner in the remotest parts of the country to streamline their processes in submission of digital life certificates. Over the past 3 months, I have interacted with thousands of pensioners, and I take this opportunity to appeal to each one of them to participate in the DLC campaign to ensure a very smooth and systematic submission of their digital life certificates.
How is DLC campaign 4.0 designed to simplify the process of submitting life certificates for pensioners with a special focus on elderly and those living in remote areas? And what new features or services are being introduced to enhance accessibility?
There are several significant benefits that emanate from a DLC campaign. The first thing is enhanced accessibility, particularly to Divyang pensioners, as also super senior pensioners and sick pensioners. In fact, the focus on face authentication has meant that you could make a call to the nearest post office and the postman or any bank wherein which the doorstep delivery of services would be provided. There is a dedicated infrastructure and support that is available at the banks. And further, in case you are visiting a campaign site which is near the bank, you can also conduct your medical tests and Aadhaar updation techniques. In the 2025 campaign, it is expected that about 2 crore pensioners would submit their digital life certificates over the next 30 days.
What support mechanisms are in place to help senior citizens and those who may not be that tech savvy?
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare has a helpline number 1-800-11-1960. In case any senior pensioner or super senior pensioner desires technical assistance or any kind of assistance, they can call this number and immediately assistance will be provided. Further, there are dedicated helplines with post offices as also pension disbursing banks, and the Pensioner Welfare Association's numbers have also been circulated. In fact, the Pensioner Welfare Associations have been provided the lists of eligible pensioners in those campaign sites so that the outreach to every pensioner is made by the Pensioner Welfare Association to ensure that all support is extended to the pensioner to submit his digital life certificate on time. Step-by-step tutorials have also been uploaded on Jeevan Praman to help the pensioners to understand the entire process, and local post offices are always available to extend this help.
Is there any plan to collect feedback also from pensioners about their experience with the digital life certificate system? And what is the timeline for achieving nationwide adoption? How will feedback and progress be tracked to improve the system?
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare has operationalized an online portal for monitoring the implementation of the Digital Life Certificate campaign. This portal maps the nation's pensioners in terms of high-density cities and cities where additional thrust areas are necessary to ensure that the digital empowerment process of pensioners is completed. We have also collaborated with the Indian Institute of Technology, Kanpur, to ensure that this disaggregated data analysis of pensioners across India is available with the department. Further, in every campaign site, there are more than 1,000 officials who have been deployed across the country for each of these camps to ensure that adequate support is rendered to them. So 2,500 plus camps will be manned by more than 1,250 officials who will be there to extend all support. So at every campsite, there is a dedicated nodal officer of the bank or of the post office who will extend all support. The feedback is taken in terms of the call center or also in terms of emails wherein which pensioners can report their satisfactions, how the process has been conducted. And last year, we have received several thousands of appreciative social media posts, video clips, as also brief films on which pensioners have expressed their satisfaction. And we have seen over the years that the digital life certificates have been adopted from 1.2 crores to 1.4 crores to 1.6 crores, which indicates the entire success of the digital life certificate campaign.
So the success of DLC campaign is also the success of Digital India. Let's listen to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on this.
Sabhi pensioners ko saal mein ek baar life certificate jama karana hota hai. 2014 tak iski prakriya yah thi, ise bankon mein jaakar bujurg ko khud jama karna padta tha. Aap kalpana kar sakte hain ki isse hamare bujurgon ko kitni asuvidha hoti thi. Ab ye vyavastha badal chuki hai. अब डिजिटल लाइफ सर्टिफिकेट देने से चीजें बहुत ही सरल हो गई है.
आर देयर एनी स्पेसिफिक अवेयरनेस कैंपेन्स और ट्रेनिंग प्रोग्राम्स बीइंग कंडक्टेड टू एजुकेट पेंशनर्स अबाउट द डिजिटल लाइफ सर्टिफिकेट सिस्टम?
द ऑनरेबल प्राइम मिनिस्टर हैज एनकरेज्ड पेंशनर्स टू अडॉप्ट जीवन प्रमाण थ्रू हिज मन की बात, थ्रू हिज कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन डे एड्रेस एंड थ्रू सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट. In each of them, he has said that he is excited by the pensioners adopting the digital life certificate process. Specific media campaigns have also been launched to ensure that all pensioners are fully aware of their responsibilities to submit the digital life certificates in the period November 1 to November 30.
What challenges have been encountered in implementing the DLC campaign and what strategies are being employed to overcome these challenges?
In the initial years, we did face challenges with adoption of face authentication technology in that it required certain level of lights, as also it required certain skill base in terms of the operator who was handling the smartphone. We have conducted extensive training programs and also collaborated with UIDAI to ensure that the technical glitches were completely overcome. So last year, we did not face any major technical glitches at any of the camps. Nevertheless, technology teams from the Unique Identification Authority of India are available as backup at any campaign site where to provide technical assistance should the need arise.
Will alternative non-digital methods for submitting life certificates remain available for pensioners?
Yes, the non-digital methods will continue to be available to all pensioners who wish to avail the non-digital process, and banks will continue to accept the life certificates in the original form. Similarly, all pension disbursing authorities have also been said that in case a pensioner wants to go through the physical process, the same process may continue.
Thank you, Secretary Sir, for giving your valuable insights on DLC campaign 4.0.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, on Nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 4.0. The interviewer was Aditya Shukla, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.